Hi, welcome to Navel Gazing on valleyindy.org and 103.5 WNHH, New Haven's community radio station. Today's episode is brought to you by Valley Gives Back, a new initiative of the Valley Community Foundation. Adding a charity to your estate plan creates a legacy that tells future generations what causes matter to you during your life. Your action inspires others to follow your lead and to make a difference. With a planned gift, you have the power to impact your community forever without affecting your current lifestyle. For more information, visit valleygivesback.org. The Valley Gives Back is an initiative of the Valley Community Foundation, connecting private philanthropy to the long-term public good of the Valley. Plan now, give later, impact tomorrow. valleygivesback.org.
Hundreds of years we've brought you the news. Printed the info, we gave you the clues. Owners' profits were always sky high. Changing market now threatens our lives. Post-literation, critical reading, dumbed down nation, signs of inbreeding. TV sucking ideas from our head. Public discourse just about dead. We'll ride the dinosaur. Yeah, ride the dinosaur.
Hey, my name is Eugene Driscoll. Welcome to Navel Gazing, the Valley Indies Weekly Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about The Valley Gives Back, an initiative of the Valley Community Foundation. And joining us for I don't know what appearance number this is, she's been on a few times before, Sharon Klosius, the president and CEO of the Valley Community Foundation. Welcome.
Thank you, Eugene.
So we were talking a little bit about this new initiative right before we went on mic, to use a radio term, not that I have anything to do with radio. But I mean, one thing, let's just talk for a second about what the Valley Community Foundation is and what the foundation does.
Okay. The Valley Community Foundation, in a nutshell, is the Valley's philanthropic foundation. People, organizations establish charitable gift funds for different reasons, different purposes, at the Community Foundation, and we manage those funds. So we gave out, last year, we gave out $1.3 million in grants to organizations in the Valley or organizations that benefit the Valley residents. So our job is to encourage philanthropy, whether it's at the Community Foundation or in the Valley in general, is to encourage philanthropy.
Okay, so that's the big picture of
the
organization.
The big picture.
And then to break it down, we're going to talk specifically about the Valley Gives Back. It's sort of an initiative that I know in past conversations I've had with you over the years, planned giving, the concept of planned giving has come up before. Can you explain, I mean, I've seen that term in your literature, what exactly is, for somebody like me, I don't know much about nothing, what is planned giving and how does it help nonprofits and the agencies that can benefit?
Great question. So
thanks.
So in planned giving, it can be as simple as that we are looking for people to think about their giving and to make a plan about that. So it could be something in a current gift, say they want to join a capital campaign and they plan it out with their advisor. That's, you know, that's a planned gift. What we're talking about today actually is legacy giving, because what happens is a lot of people across America, most of their assets are kept safe for their retirement. They don't know how long they're going to live. They don't know what their needs are going to be when they start reaching that 70, 75, 80, 85 year old level, and their income has been reduced. So they usually retain those assets for retirement. And so their giving at the same time, many times, goes down because their income goes down. What we want to do is send the message. We understand that completely. The nonprofits understand that. But we want people to think about and remember their giving in their estate planning. And so it doesn't need to be a big trust or anything else in their estate plan. It could be as simple as putting a nonprofit in your will or putting making a nonprofit the beneficiary of a portion of one of your retirement accounts or your savings account, number of different things. You could give a nonprofit a portion of your life insurance policy.
Hmm.
So it's making that, it's thinking strategically of what you'd want to do, because you can also get the tax benefits, of course, with all of this.
And then why do you think it's important? I mean, this is a big effort, the Valley Gives Back, that's currently underway, or will be underway when this podcast drops.
Right.
And I know, you know, the Valley Indy's been around since 2009, and one of the things that you learn right away when you come to the Valley, because I didn't grow up in the Valley, but just the number of nonprofits, the number of agencies that are out there helping people every day, and these are with big gargantuan tasks a lot of time, with little to no staff who are dedicated to just keeping the lights on it and raising money. So I guess I'm looking for the roots of this program. Why now, and why do you think it's important to start stressing plan giving and legacy giving through the Valley Gives Back?
Yeah, because many of our nonprofits, as you are aware, to keep those lights on, they're doing asks for their current operations. They don't have the staff or the expertise to be out there competing against the colleges and universities that are sending all of that literature to your homes saying, remember us in your estate plan. Remember us when you're doing your will. Mm. Think about that. Those small nonprofits can't compete. So being part of the Valley, the way the Valley does business is we come together in a joint effort. So this Valley Gives Back is literally a joint effort between the nonprofits, the professional advisors, to share the message of the importance of remembering the Valley in your estate plan, because we need to come together on that topic. Because it's, as I said, you're getting inundated with your colleges, your alma maters, people, even national and international causes, to say, remember us, and
you forget about the locals.
You forget about the locals.
Yeah, that's such a good point. I didn't think of it in terms of, because it's hard to sort of visualize plan giving and just the topic in general, because it's a little abstract. But yeah, I get mail all the time for my college for exactly that. And
right.
So that's a great way of putting it. What about the Valley nonprofits? This is a big general statement, but how are they doing financially? Is it tougher now than it was a couple of years ago? It seems like we've...
As you can imagine, it's incredibly tougher. And it's no surprise to anybody what's going on with the budgets.
Mm-hmm.
The federal and the state budgets, our little nonprofits are really getting hit hard with that. And that ripple effect is actually the people they serve.
Hmm.
If you were to have David Morgan here from Team, he would tell you what's going on with the elderly services and Meals on Wheels and the challenges they face with trying to help those people that are in need. These problems and these challenges in the Valley aren't going away. We will always have the poor. We will always have the needy. We will always have need for early childhood and elderly services on both ends of the spectrum. And by helping out the Valley that people have cared so much about, you know, in their estate planning or while they're thinking about what they want to do with their assets when they're no longer here, it will make a big impact then. Again, because right now people give from their income. They don't want to tap into the asset base to make a sizable gift. They really can't. Most of them can't.
Do you get any giving in that way? I just happened to read somewhere, I don't remember where I read it, but you had a big gift, or the VCF
yes.
had a, not you had a big gift,
right.
But you know what I mean.
Right.
Had a gift through this way, and how did it help? How much was it, and how did it benefit?
It was, or will be, I think approximately $1.2 to $1.5 million, and it was from a resident here in Ansonia. And I love to say it's a gift to the community, not the community foundation.
Exactly.
Because
yeah.
actually the purpose of that gift is to benefit the Valley. And that is how people can make a difference, by giving these remembering in their estate plan these kind of gifts, because you just never know.
And has there been any decision like how that money will go out from that particular?
That's going to, for that particular fund, it will be part of our unrestricted or discretionary grant funds.
Gotcha.
So each year, the nonprofits come in, they apply for grants, and that will be part of that whole process.
And can you say what fund that is? Was it anonymous?
It was not anonymous. It's the Makowski Fund, Donald Makowski.
Okay, that's wonderful. Yeah, so that's exactly what we're talking about here, the impact that you can have on the community. So did you want to talk about the website? And
yes, because as I appreciate you talking about the gift to us, but this whole campaign is not necessarily giving to the Community Foundation. We want the Community Foundation to be a vehicle for people to use as a way of giving back if they so choose, but we want to share the message of giving back. And so the big marketing piece is the valleygivesback.org website, valleygivesback.org. You go out to that website and you can see all different types of information on how you can give back, whether you want to, not about the nonprofits, that's going to be coming along as we move this campaign further, because it's going to be years. It's not just
you're talking about changing the way the public views giving to
exactly.
some extent.
We want people to be proud. I mean, I hope, you know, one of the things that we have is I gave back to the Valley, kind of bumper sticker, you know, that sort of thing, that people are proud that they've made this commitment to their valley. We've got generations that have lived here. But the website that people can go to, as well as professional advisors and nonprofits, they can go, they can see different types of giving vehicles. You know, whether it's something, maybe they need to have income and they want to set up an annuity. Well, how does that work? Or how does a charitable remainder trust work? How does, you know, doing a designation in my IRA for a charity, how would that work? How does that all look and work? So it is, we've partnered with an organization that put together the website for us, and they did a really great job at keeping it in terms that's for everybody to use. Not just
it's very
advisors.
Accessible, yeah. It's
very accessible.
Yeah, I was impressed by that too. So, and you guys are really you're really impressive with your marketing. I remember when you did your community initiative a year ago with Griffin Hospital and everybody, with that wonderful community index. You team up with another company to do this type of marketing to get your message out there. It's very impressive.
Thanks. Well, John Reddy on our staff is just incredible go-getter when it comes to getting the message out and putting together our different campaigns. So he's been phenomenal in putting this together. And as we go through, have our year marketing plan, 3-year marketing plan, what we're going to be doing, you know, to get this message, because you need to hit it in all different arenas, you know, not just billboards, but postcards and newspaper articles and advertising, and you know, it's a big message to try and get out. So,
and then in addition to where people who want to give, you can go to that website, and then there's a component of, I guess, public education for the nonprofits, which it can be just daunting to get involved with something like that. How would a nonprofit approach this initiative, and how would a nonprofit find out more information?
Well, what I would like the nonprofits to do, as well as the professional advisors, is to invite me in to talk with them, to talk with their board, of how they can put together a legacy plan, a legacy program, to put their marketing materials together. One of the components of the website is to have the nonprofits to also have a landing page on their website, so that, say, for instance, with the Valley Indy, how can people help the Valley Indy? They can go and see about maybe making a planned gift or leaving a legacy, joining the Legacy Society for the Valley Indy. And from there, they'll click, and it takes them to your landing page on the Valley Gives Back, where they'll learn more about you and how you would use the gifts that would be given to you. And then it goes on to the Valley Gives Back website. So I would actually encourage the nonprofits to give us a call so that we can set up a time to meet and to talk about what is the Valley Gives Back, how they can utilize the messaging, how they can utilize the materials that we will be producing, because it is a partnership. It's way too much. There's a lot of information there for one executive director, or if they're lucky enough to have a development officer, to be able to put all this together, because they're so focused on their current year operating money.
And then you were showing me the nonprofits can actually use marketing material, which is pretty great too. So you don't have to make up your own marketing campaign if you're a nonprofit who wants to participate, as I smack the microphone. But tell me a little bit about that. You'll be giving out folders and things like that at some point with like professionally prepared literature that explains all this.
Right. We put together an 8-page brochure called Your Valley, Your Legacy, hoping to inspire the reader of why it's important to give back, the, you know, staying within the valley, giving back to the valley that you've lived in. I mean, think about the generations that are here in the valley that have been committed to the valley, that love the valley, would never leave the valley type of family members. So it's inspiring those people. And then at the same time, the center section gives ideas of how they can make a difference, easy ways to make a difference that don't affect their income right now. Because that's, again, respecting the fact that a lot of people can maybe make the commitment now, but may need to have access to those assets. So we're trying to spread that message. And then in the back of that booklet is a pocket in which the nonprofits or the advisors can then put their material and then share that material, so that if you have, you know, 4 or 5 different individuals that you know that you want to ask, would you consider, you know, leaving a gift in your estate plan to the Valley Indy? You could do a cover letter and send that with this booklet, and there's your ask. Gives them something to read, something to look at. Your materials are in there.
Which is a massive time saver. I mean, that's just massive for the nonprofits to be able to do that.
Exactly. Because the nonprofits have their material, but to try then and also incorporate, you know, your own personal message in there. It's not that easy to do that. So it has been over the course of time that we've put this together.
And this is Eugene Driscoll. You're listening to Navel Gazing on ValleyIndy.org, NewHavenIndependent.org, and 103.5 FM, WNHH, New Haven's community radio station. I'm talking with Sharon Cloches about The Valley Gives Back. It does seem like this type of initiative is tailor-made for a place like the Naugatuck Valley, where, like you mentioned there, I mean, we are our own place. Even though we're different communities, we're all tied together through generations who have lived here, things like that, which is, I mean, from a news perspective, is unique. I've worked in places where, you know, Ridgefield doesn't care about Danbury, news from Danbury. It's different here. It's all sort of cross-pollinated. So the idea to do this, to stress this, to change the way people look at giving and the way nonprofits can market themselves, has it worked elsewhere? Are you following a model of any kind to do this? Was it something you knew we have to get on this right when you became the president and CEO a few years back?
Well, what happened, Eugene, we know that especially with community foundation work, we are the endowment, the savings account for the community. And many of the gifts that come to the community foundation in the community foundation world sometimes are from bequests, because we can then answer the need in the community, whatever that donor wants to do. And so my first task, one of the first tasks of our strategic plan, was to build our permanent endowment. And here in the Valley, you know that to build a permanent endowment, to build it up, it's not looking at gifts from income. You need to look at gifts from the assets. And that's very, very hard for people to do these days, as for the reasons I mentioned earlier. And I had a sit-down meeting with a number of professional advisors and asked if we put together a brochure just about the community foundation and the purpose of giving, you know, to the Valley through the community foundation, would they share that with their clients and with, you know, their people that walk through their door? And I'm going to tell you, they said, no, that's not the way it works in the Valley. They told me straight out, they can't show favoritism to the nonprofits, even though, yes, the Community Foundation could be a vehicle that they could not just say, leave it to the Community Foundation, and they could make sure that the different nonprofits have their, you know, will be able to receive any of those gifts like that. So that's what started noodling around is, okay, how do we do this? And the nonprofits also shared with us how we could help them was to share this message of legacy giving and to provide the back office support for planned gifts and for legacy giving. So that's where it came from. I have not heard this in any other part of the country. This is really a pilot program in a lot of different ways. A lot of different ways. Because as you mentioned, the Valley is so unique in being its own region and being its own community and a community of families, generations of families, that you can actually do something like this and it makes sense. It actually makes more sense to do it this way than to go out on your own. You know, if each nonprofit or if Griffin Hospital, you know, everybody wanted to go out on their own to send out those flyers and those, you know, all that marketing material, it just wouldn't make sense because we're too small.
Mm. We're it's too overwhelming. Small.
It's
yeah.
overwhelming.
Yeah.
And plus, we have so many people that are, you know, they are the donors to multiple organizations. I mean, they support Team, they support Griffin, they support the Boys and Girls Club. How are they going to make decisions about all those things? And we want to show them how easy it really can be to do those sort of things.
And it's valleygivesback.org. All right. Now, one thing, Sharon, in the VCF had sent over information about valleygivesback.org. That's the website. And it said, and this hits me personally, there's a big percentage of people out there that don't have wills at this point. How do you sort of overcome that hurdle? How do you deal with that?
Well, what we're hoping this campaign will do will be to actually make it easier for people to think about.
So you can start that conversation.
Start the conversation. I think that for some people, it is daunting to say, what am I going to do in my, you know, when I sit down and do my will? And I think that way to start is just by keeping it really easy and simple. Many people do, those that do have a will, they do it when their kids are younger. Then they revisit it again when the kids are older and they're out of the house. They will do it when they may inherit money on their own, that they'll have a plan in place. You can't force people to do a will or an estate plan. And that's part of the challenge because a lot of people don't necessarily appreciate what happens when they're gone and the family members are left with needing to go through probate, needing to go through all of these. What do we want to do? What were we supposed to do? What should we do to honor my mom, my dad, whomever, when we inherit this money? Leaving people with plans is really a great thing to be doing. And I'm going to tell the audience, I'll tell you, when my father passed away, thank goodness he did have a small little book next to his computer with all his username and passwords because...
Was it labeled passwords by any chance? My father has that too.
Does he have that too? Mm-hmm. But, you know, and he did some of his estate plans, so right we there. Knew where things were. But there's a lot more that he could have done. I'm thinking of, you know, he just automatically put us as beneficiaries in his IRA, the kids, you know, his six kids. And at the same time, in his will, he left money to charities. And so to us, when we inherited those IRAs, it's taxable income to us.
Hmm.
Whereas if he put the charity as a beneficiary of the IRA, or a portion of it, that wouldn't have been taxable. And the money gotcha. That was in the will, of course, flows to us. So it really just depends. It depends, of course. People say, well, we don't have that much in the state.
Well,
we don't have that large.
This is for rich people. That's kind of the stereotype, right?
Yes, that is so many times what people think. But you know what? Many of the houses today are now bringing people up in an appreciated level. And they can be doing different things. And so, you know, they think it's only for those super rich, super wealthy, but it's planful. And when you do it planfully, it really makes a big difference. You know, you save money on, could save money on taxes. You could save money in a number of different ways.
And what about somebody who maybe gives to one or two charities a year on a smaller level? I'm thinking, like, when we do the Great Give, we have readers who give us, $50, $100 a year, which is just awesome. But they might say, well, this is pretty complicated for me. This is a lot of work to do. How do you get their feet wet, in this experience?
You know, there could be such simple things as naming a beneficiary of your checking account, your savings account. You can go into the bank and say, I want to make a beneficiary designation so that if I die, the money that's in my savings account goes to the Valley Indy or goes to Team. Or goes to Team and the Valley Indy. You can make those beneficiary designations of any one of your asset accounts. Some people I've talked to about actually setting up a savings account just for that purpose. It's their charitable savings account, in a sense, that if they need it, they can withdraw the money. But if they don't, upon their death, the charity gets it. And so that way, they can make those plans ahead of time. Again, the use of planned giving. But you know what else comes into play here is the legacy that these people are making. They are actually leaving a legacy that tells their family members what's important to them. We're not talking about, I think one of the big myths for this is that people think it's all or nothing, that they have to give away their entire estate, or they have to give a large sum of money. And that is not the case at all. People, nonprofits, are thrilled with just being remembered in any way when somebody is leaving this earth. And they look upon that as just a real special, special gift for their organization. We have a lot of people that have been on major boards, and we've had organizations that have been around here for... We got a couple that have been around here almost for a century. And, to be able to give back for an organization that you've been involved with for a good portion of your life not only says something for you, but it says something for your family of the type of person that you are and what was important to you. It's easy just to pass it on to the kids and the grandchildren, but it's a big, huge message to the grandchildren if they heard that grandpa or grandma is leaving 5% of their estate to, or their account to this organization or that organization, or $10,000 or $5,000. It's not that the kids would be like, what the heck were they doing? It is actually like, wow, that's really neat. And it sends the message of giving back.
Okay. Sharon, is there anything else you wanted to add before?
No, I just really want to thank you so much. And I hope you and all your listeners will help us spread this message of giving back to the Valley.
And speaking of that message, for more information, go to valleygivesback.org. That's the website. There's all sorts of information on there, from videos, gift planners, calculators, all kinds of stuff to help you. And then check out this initiative on Facebook. Look for the hashtag Valley Gives Back, or again, visit valleygivesback.org for more info. You can also contact Sharon and the staff at the VCF at 203-751-9162. And this is Eugene Driscoll signing off. Thank you.